This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. Think about a gift for yourself. You ever bought a gift for yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
To say, hey, I deserve this, I need this,
Like, for example, beef stew at Petro Serving Glendon today will be the gift to myself today.
Is that right?
Because I know that's what they're having.
Yeah, so that would be an example of a gift you give yourself.
There you
I'm
go.
Just going to splurge a little bit. How about the gift of education? You ever thought about giving yourself a gift? And the flexible and affordable options available to you at the University of Mary are incredible. So maybe you say, I should complete a bachelor's degree. That'd be me. Maybe I should actually, get a degree. At 57, then I could say I actually officially am an alumnus with an actual degree in my hand. Because I've been to school, you married. Mm-hmm. I actually started down the path of doing a master's in business education. And it just, it was a bad time. Didn't work out.
You can get online and do more.
I know. It's incredible. Yeah. So there's that. You could earn a graduate degree. Maybe you've already got a bachelor's degree. You want to earn a little bit more. You want a graduate degree. You could do that. You could do... the deal where you tailor your skills with a certificate. So think about that in 2022. Just get it through the University of Mary on your schedule. Because, again, it's a flexible and affordable education. You do this on your schedule, and they're so good at finding out, okay, well, Scott, you've been the general manager of a radio station. You've been the co-owner of a radio station. So let's go look and we'll see what you already have in the way of credit towards your, they're very good at finding out what credits that you legitimately have earned just in a different way. They're just real good at it. And when you go to umary.edu and say, I want to apply, if you put in the promo code Scott, they waive your application fee. Just start there and then talk to somebody, and I think you'll love it. One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind, the University of Mary. So on the program this hour, we have the IT director for the North Dakota Department, for the entire state of North Dakota's IT director, Sean Riley. Going to chat with him in just a minute. Daniel, is Sean ready to roll? Okay. And also Fargo State Representative Shannon Roars-Jones. She represents South Fargo in the state legislature, House of Representatives, and she is running for mayor of Fargo. So we're going to talk about that. I don't know if she'll remain a state legislator. I think you can. You can be a mayor and a state legislator, but I don't know if she's planning on doing both. But looking forward to that conversation as well coming up later this hour. Your calls, questions, and comments are always welcome for any of our guests or on any topic. 701-258-0550. And your text as well. A lot of text rolling in answering this question. Should the NDSU make the move to the FBS after the dominant win over their FCS opponent, Montana State? Is it time to make the jump?
I've been kind of tracking it on the exact numbers, but no is definitely leading the vote.
Is it really?
Yes.
Because yesterday it was a pretty good size edge, not huge, but a pretty good size edge for making the move. That's interesting. Okay, yeah. So keep them coming today, and somebody will win the Bison apparel of their choice from PetroServe USA, the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison. We spent most of the last segment answering the question from the one texter about how come you're always ballyhooing when. I guess I didn't finish that. I'll try and get back to that before the end of the hour today. And also, Adam sent a nice note about a call we had last hour with Monty from Tioga, saying the story of Monty is proof positive that North Dakotans are some of the best people on the planet. I could not agree anymore. I think that was a really heartwarming story and a lot of fun, and I thank Dakota Supply Group as well as the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation for making it happen.
I think it's just part of the North Dakota, Minnesota nice, this from South Dakota. It's just this part of the world. Real people. They help real people. They give. They're generous. They have time, money. It's just always, that's why I moved back here. I love the people and the lifestyle here, period.
Absolutely. All right, so Sean Riley is North Dakota's Chief Information Officer, and we're going to talk a little bit about blockchain because he wants the state of North Dakota to get into the blockchain game. Sean Riley, thanks for joining us on What's on Your Mind. How are you doing today?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing really good. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thanks for chatting with us today on the program. Nice to have you back on. Let's start with the ABCs. What the heck is blockchain?
All right, so I'll try to use a bunch of analogies for folks, right? So I want you to think of blockchain in the terms of things you can see in the everyday world. So let's picture the internet, right? The internet in today's world looks more like your roads, right? All these different roads everywhere, lets you go everywhere. All the vehicles that sit on those roads, you got semis, you got minivans, pickup trucks, cars, all that stuff. That's everything from your email going across. That's your pictures going across. So, you know, just think of it as the big road system and all those vehicles. So blockchain is like a piece of concrete. It, by itself, it's just a rock. It's not that cool. But what can you make out of it, right? You can make bridges. You can make buildings. You can make cities. And the reality is what blockchain is it holds data, but it has some really special characteristics about how it does that. It holds information. It keeps it immutable, which means it can't be changed. So we can write information and make it permanently written. And it's got incredibly high security to it. It also has something called provenance. And if people haven't heard that, but it allows us to know the order in which things happen in perpetuity. So in this case, let's say you buy a car. So Scott, you buy a car. You sell that car to me. I sell that car to my daughter. We can use this technology to track that transition in perpetuity from 10 years from now, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, still have that transaction record. So really simply, it's just a way of holding data, but it's got a lot of special characteristics that make it really advantageous for the state.
It's very interesting. And by the way, the best explanation I've ever heard about the blockchain and what it is, because I have to tell you, I hear it and my eyes just roll into the back of my head because it's just too hard to understand all the different moving pieces. And I feel the same way about cryptocurrency and all of that. Like, what in the world? But great explanation. So when you say you want North Dakota to get in on blockchain, what would that mean? Knowing how you just explained this, what would this mean that we don't already do here?
Yeah. So let's think about all the different places that you interact with government, right? So licensing, right? Fishing licenses, hunting licenses, licenses for businesses, where it comes to your driver's license, all those kind of things. You also think of records of transactions. So if you're buying a property, you're selling a property, maybe you have mineral rights, all of those different things where government transacts those, ensures that there's those records, knows those records are there so that we can show in perpetuity that you own that asset, right? So that that property is yours. And so that when something happens with that property, we can ensure that it can be, you know, handed down to your children, or that you can legally sell it, or that you can legally buy it. All of those transactions are places where a blockchain could be super helpful for us. So right now, we have literally hundreds of different systems in the state of North Dakota that hold data. Those systems, because there's so many of them, they cost a lot to operate, they cost a lot to manage, they cost lot to secure. Cybersecurity is a huge deal, and we've talked about that here before. The reality is blockchain can help us simplify that a lot. And think of it as if you're using 15 different kind of materials to build a building, well, what if you can take that down to two or three, right? It makes better economy of scale. It makes it easier for people to work with, and it makes it a whole lot easier to build with.
So what would it take? Think about this question. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You've given some very practical examples of how this infrastructure, this cement, can be utilized in a practical sense. You know, some examples of that. That to me seems like, as you've described it, sort of a no-brainer. It's just getting North Dakota in a place that would say, hey, we're gonna lean in on this technology, and it's gonna make things better for citizens on all of this list of things. I'm curious, is there a cost to that? Is there a sort of just a changing your mindset on this? What would it take to do what you're describing? We'll talk about that when we come back. Sean Riley is North Dakota's Chief Information Officer. More with him when we come back, and your questions welcome too, right here. So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours too, I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. By the way, Tony Fauci's getting grilled by Rand Paul in a Senate committee, and they are pressing him on the testing shortage in the U.S. right now. So who's winning this battle, Kev? You've been watching this for us.
I think
Rand Paul won, Tony Fauci zero? Or?
Anybody but Fauci's winning here.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, it's exactly what you would think. All the Democrats are trying to coddle him and defend him, and he's getting attacked from the people that are sick and tired of the doublespeak and the
Interesting.
And, all of it, yeah.
Because he's a cocky sucker, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Fauci now. He punches back, and he does exactly the opposite of what most Senate witnesses should do. And it looked a little heated with Rand Paul, so I'm curious
Rand
about...
Rand Paul's got a Fire Fauci deal out, and he's taking donations and stuff, and Fauci brought that up. He's like, you're adding to the claims, your claims are adding to the threats on my life. You know,
oh, please. They love playing that card.
Get over it.
Yeah. Susan Collins is doing the question now. Let me know how she does, because she's a little more measured about it. But she can be pretty pointed, too. So,
will do.
Kevin's keeping tabs on that for us. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. And in my mind, coronavirus is going to be here like the flu is here. So the more we manage this crisis, the better. And you can do just that in your home, in your restaurant, in your bar, in your, you know, business, whatever business you have. You ought to be concerned about indoor air quality, because the second somebody tests positive, there's a whole ripple effect, as we know. So call the pros at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Online, find out more at hatandsons.com. Continuing our chat with the Chief Information Officer for the state of North Dakota, Sean Riley, who's recently made some news by saying that states should focus on tangible, public-facing projects to demonstrate the utility of technologies like blockchain, smart contracts, NFTs in government. Which, just in having you tell me some practical examples, Sean, of how this would be used, seems as though that's a no-brainer. Is there a cost to this? Is there a heavy lift to this? What do we have to do to say, yeah, North Dakota's all in?
Yeah, so from a technical standpoint, it feels like a no-brainer, but there is a lot of complexity around this. And the reality is, so the state of North Dakota's IT world is actually substantially bigger than people think it is. You know, we think of North Dakota as a small state, a family state, and we are. But from the point of view of technology, the IT organization here in the state actively defends and takes in part of their day-to-day work of 252,000 people every single day, right? That's legislative branch, judicial branch, executive branch, K-12, higher ed, cities and counties. And so basically a third of the state is somehow impacted by our IT organization every single day. And when you're talking about that many people with literally thousands of systems and hundreds of thousands of endpoints of computers that they have, there's a lot of things that we have to get through. So the first thing really comes down to the strategy, right? And the technology is one thing, but the other side of this is something where I would look to you and I look to your listeners and I say, how many of you like standing in line, right? How many of you want to take time off to go do business with the government, right? How many people want to have to go to a location and spend maybe an hour or a couple hours driving to go get the materials that they need because they're doing some business with government? We need to change that idea so that it's very citizen-focused. I want you as a citizen to be able to get any material anywhere, anytime, any system. So whether you're going to do it on your PC or you're going to do it on your MacBook or you're going to want to do it on your cell phone, we want you to have accessibility to that information. And that's where blockchain is going to give us a huge, huge uplift. But that is a lot of transition. And yes, there's definitely cost to it. And the legislature has been really good to us and with a lot of dollars that they put into IT over these last few years. But this is added cost. But it really does change how the citizen can interact with government so you can have a better experience and you can get to what you need to do a whole lot faster and then get on with your life, right? That's part of what we want to do. We want to make that much, much easier and much, much faster for you, the citizen.
You said one third of everything that happens in the North Dakota day-to-day world is touched by what? Give me that stat again.
About a third of North Dakotans are somehow connected to the North Dakota IT department every single day. So
wow.
Whether it's K-12, so all the K-12 schools. on the backbone that is supplied through NDIT, through our IT organization. The same with all the university systems, the same with every county organization, the same with all the city organizations. So there's just a huge backbone. And when you think of this, this is one of those places where people think of North Dakota as small, but we serve 252,000 people every single day. That makes us about the same size as Starbucks, which is a Fortune 30 company. So in this case, North Dakota is not small.
Very fascinating. I don't have a lot of time left, but this makes a lot of sense to me. I think we all need to just learn a little bit more about what you're talking about here. And as I mentioned, you explained blockchain really well. You mentioned NFTs, non-fungible transactions. What does that mean in 30 seconds or less? Just give me the fifth grade explanation of an NFT.
Sure. An NFT, non-fungible token, take a dollar bill out of your pocket. Look at the dollar bill. When you look at it, you say, hey, that's a dollar bill. It's worth $1. Which is true, right? But there's also a serial number on that dollar. You'll see that in the little lower left-hand corner, right? An NFT says, hey, this is a dollar bill, but it's a unique dollar bill because it can look at the serial number too. And so this is a unique item, and that's really all an NFT does, is because you can do that in the digital world, and it makes certain products around images and different artwork and all kinds of different things that we can say this is a singular piece that can't be replicated.
You know, I think the most important part of this discussion is explaining it in a term that is very understandable. And I think I feel the same way about cryptocurrency. It's just like my head explodes when I try to get my arms around that. And I believe you have a brother that is in the cryptocurrency business. State Scoop reported that you were an advisor to your brother on this. Do you agree with that? Does your brother agree with that? I mean, just whether it's cryptocurrency, whether it's non-fungible tokens or the blockchain, the most important thing to realize the benefits that come from it is going to be explaining it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I always have to work on is how not to get into a bunch of nerd talk. I can sit here and talk nerd and talk geek all day, and people look at me and their eyes glaze over and they have no idea what I'm saying. It really is difficult to have those conversations, but it's something that we can boil down. We can help people get there. You know, the analogies we're using today, it's a road, it's concrete, it's the serial number on your dollar bill. Those are things that people can touch and they can understand, and that really helps move the conversation forward.
Fascinating conversation. I learned a bunch and appreciate your expertise. I said earlier, Governor Burgum deserves credit for hires like Sean Riley. Bill Panos is another I put in the top three. Some great folks doing some good work. So, Sean, thanks for the time today.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. And tell Shannon I said hi.
She's up next on What's On Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A proposal for Chicago public schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union. CTU Jesse Sharkey explains why they're holdout after taking a lot of federal money to keep the schools open.
The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue.
Mental health experts say schools being closed is harming our children. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky will be questioned on Capitol Hill today. The White House's broken promise of shutting down the virus and its policy of prioritizing COVID directives to non-whites in America should be topics of conversation. Former Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on Fox News.
There is clear data out there that shows that race is an independent risk factor for dying from COVID. I don't approve of how they did it. We shouldn't be using race as an independent factor to decide who gets treatment.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. What's for lunch today, Kev?
I know there's beef stew in Glendon, am I right? Yes, there is.
So he's hungry, and he's going to have beef stew. Kevin's got the rest of the list here. He's going to tell you. Usually I have the list, but he has it today. So stay tuned to find out what's for lunch today. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. 28 before the top of the hour. Shannon Roars Jones will join us in a moment. She is a candidate for mayor in Fargo. And some may know her also as a representative of South Fargo in the state legislature in the House. So we'll talk with her in a moment about that race. Jerry and Reeder has been waiting to weigh in on our topic. Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Before the Bison football celebrations and craze started, there was a question on your show about where is the American Civil Liberties Union on this illegal jailing of the so-called trespassers?
Yeah, I don't remember specifically what you're talking about, Jerry, related to a question, but that's been a question for a while.
Right, and what I wanted to tell you is, I don't know if you are aware of this, but back in the 70s, I think it was the 70s, maybe late 70s, the American Communist Party changed its name to the American Civil Liberties Union. So you're not going to get any conservative benefits from the American Civil Liberties Union. There's nothing civil about them. They're a full-fledged communist party, and they will dabble in something good once in a while, that as far as conservatives goes. But, you know, Satan always mixes a little poison, or excuse me, a little sugar in with his poison, and that's the communist party.
That line proves why I love our listeners. Satan always mixes a little sugar with his what, did you say?
Poison.
Satan always mixes a little sugar in with his poison. Just think about that, folks.
I like that.
There's a lot of wisdom in that little comment, because the Satan, devil, the dark side, whatever you want to call it, doesn't run around with red horns and go, ooh, I'm scaring you, right? I mean, it's more discouragement. It's more a tap on the shoulder. You aren't as good as you think you are. It's all kinds of little things.
And, if I were the devil?
Right. Oh, yeah, don't get me going on Paul Harvey. But you're exactly right on the ACLU. They prove themselves to be frauds whenever they don't take on issues like that.
What I wanted to say is my wife and I both watched Trump's rally January 6th on Russia Today, and there was no trespassing going on. It was clearly it clearly showed the policemen opening up the gates and waving the rally people in. There was
I've asked members of Congress about this. I've said, where's the videos on this? I think a decision was made at some point to say, we're not going to win this battle, so let's just back out of the way. That was the rules of engagement by the Capitol Police. But there were idiots who broke windows and went in through the window. And once one idiot went through, which I believe was a bad actor, other idiots went through. Bad idea. You shouldn't break a window and go into the U.S. Capitol. I think the video you're talking about, I've seen as well. One of them was a police officer with a billy club, acting as though he was trying to keep these guys back as he backed up. But we now know through the investigation that he was leading them to a different place, not the House or Senate floor. So, again, I don't put all of this on sort of some kind of boogeyman let them in. Clearly, the rules of engagement were not what they should have been. Clearly, some officers let it go. But, Jerry, I appreciate your call. And back to your original point on the prisoners from January 6th that are still in jail, I've asked Kelly Armstrong about this because Kelly Armstrong is a attorney by trade. And sadly, what has happened to the January 6th protesters happens every day to people in criminal court. Every day. So it's not just a January 6th thing. There's a lot of people in jail that should not be in jail that needs reform. All across the USA. We know about January 6th, so that's the big deal there. One more call. Sid from where?
He's on the road.
Sid's on the road. What's on your mind, Sid?
Well, you know, I was listening to your last guest, and as I talked to your screener, I told him that I heard nothing but a charlatan, and I guess that's the right word for me. It's like he didn't explain any of those any of blockchain concepts of any or given a physical description of where any information exists or how it can be proved. Yeah, you know, by his description, Scott, I can sell you a concept and charge you money for that concept. You know, I got a bridge to sell you, Scott. Are you interested?
Yeah, you've lost me a little bit on your pushback on how he explained it. I thought he explained the blockchain as an entity of what it is pretty well. I thought he explained some practical applications of how it could be used and make us more efficient. You know, is it?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's just like cryptocurrency. It's an entity for what it is, but you know, as long as you can prove it. Well, what happens when the lights go off? When you how do you prove that? After the lights go off and this concept that's proven by millions of gigabytes of data, and then the lights go off and it disappears, where is it then?
Yeah, Sid, you're asking questions that need to be answered, but not by me, because I'm learning. I'm trying to get my arms around this whole thing, but I appreciate the call. We'll keep that conversation going for sure, okay? Appreciate that. Another texter on the Sean Wiley conversation said, people on Facebook are saying Sean doesn't even live in North Dakota. What's that all about? You asked that question after he was on, what to ask him, but, you know, I don't care if he lives on the moon, if he does his job, but, you know, I don't know exactly what that's all about, but I appreciate the call, and we'll have Sean back and ask a few of those questions. As promised, our guest Shannon Morris-Jones is here in studio with an announcement earlier today that she is a candidate for mayor. We invited her in to talk a little bit about that. Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Sean?
Not
Sean. Scott.
Sean's gone, but Sean did say to say hi.
I know. You have this whole conversation about Sean Riley. Now I've got that in my brain.
Yeah, but he said to say hi, by the way.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah. So let's talk about your run for mayor. You are a state representative.
I am.
Been in that job how long?
5 years.
Okay. Fair amount of time in the state legislature.
Well, I've been reelected once.
Yeah. So, 4 year term.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So, you're running for mayor for a 4 year term. Let's talk a little bit about that decision first, and I'm curious if you plan to still be a state representative as well.
Yeah. So, the decision for me was a great opportunity, I think, both for me and hopefully for the city of Fargo. I have, you know, as you know, and I'll share with others, I've worked and lived in the city of Fargo for most of my life. My family has a construction and development business that we've been growing, you know, planted our roots here in Fargo 45 years ago. And you know, having this business that I work for as an attorney, as a real estate broker, has given me the opportunity to serve in the legislature. That opportunity has allowed me to work on issues that are important to me. We've made some real headway on issues like criminal justice reform, public safety, economic development. And I have, you know, one of the things that I was able to do that I'm really proud of is the repeal of the blue laws, making sure that our businesses have the freedom, the flexibility to choose to be open when they want to be open. So today with that experience, I'm excited to take that same business perspective, same outsider's perspective, and bring it a little closer to home and serve the city of Fargo. In Fargo, we have had families and businesses who have started and grown some amazing businesses, amazing opportunities, and are changing the world, literally, from Fargo. And so I'm just a firm believer that there's a lot more that we can do here in Fargo if we have the right leadership, a new, fresh perspective, taking a look at the way that we're running the city of Fargo, and I'd like to be that fresh perspective.
On the business side of things, just analyze the city of Fargo from the standpoint of the business acumen you bring, and what you would do differently. I mean, is it fiscally sound? Is it run well? Is it low debt? Is it, just give me your report card as you see it, City of Fargo.
Well, this is going to be a high-level overview because, obviously, there's a lot of numbers, a lot of insight that I don't have access to just as a citizen. But looking at the budget, I think there is certainly opportunity for efficiencies. We have continued to, despite the fact that maybe our mills haven't gone up and maybe over the last few years even the mills have gone down, they continue to assess properties across the city of Fargo at a higher rate year after year, and they will use the legislature as a reasoning, a rationale for that, saying that the legislature requires that we be within a certain percent of assessed value. But I think there is opportunity to look at that with a more critical eye and say, are all of the houses in Fargo at this value? I remember during my first term or my first session as a legislator, I came back and there was a huge uptick in home sales prices in Fargo where there was a supply and demand issue, right? A lot more people were looking to buy homes than were looking to sell homes. Prices went up, and consequently, the city of Fargo took those higher values and reassessed the entire city based on those. And so I think there's some opportunity.
Was that right or wrong?
You know, I think we can look at it more critically and say, are all of the homes in Fargo, even the ones that aren't selling, should they be valued at this rate? We just need to be more discerning, I think, when we're looking at all of the things. And not only that, but looking at Fargo and saying, do we need more money or do we need to make better business decisions? And so I think there's just a lot of opportunity to look at all of our departments, and that's just one example. I think there's a lot of opportunities to look at all of our departments and say, how can we do this better? And I think part of that is engaging our business community and bringing in not only my new perspective but other outside perspectives to say, you know, what has been working well, what has not been working as well, and how can we run the most efficient city that we can.
Do you plan on staying in the legislature?
You know, right now, I haven't won this race. My focus right now is on winning this race, and then all decisions that would come after that would be whether or not I'm in the mayor's office or not.
Legally, you can, though, right? You can have both offices.
Legally, I could.
Yeah. Is there any other mayors in the legislature?
Not at this moment, but there has been, both in, I believe, in West Fargo in the past and also in some of the other smaller towns. Right now, there are currently county commissioners in the legislature, but I don't believe there's any mayors at this moment.
Interesting. I want to talk a little more about that property tax issue when we come back as well. Shannon Morris-Jones is with us. She is a candidate now for mayor. Interestingly enough, Tim Mahoney is the incumbent. Dr. Tim Mahoney, he's running for re-election. Not official, but it sure looks like Arlette Preston is also in the race. I don't know if there'll be others. And Fargo has a really odd way of electing its city officials, so could be an interesting race. We'll talk more about that coming up.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide incomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hardly know what to say.
What's on your mind?
Maybe.
Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. They're busy marking down all the used inventory for the gigantic indoor used car sale. One day only this Saturday. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Doors open 8 a.m. sharp. 4x4 starting at $49.99. Cars starting at $499. Eight vehicles under 10 grand. All makes, all models, many local trades. And you can shop in 70-degree comfort inside the dealership on Memorial Highway in Mandan this Saturday with the indoor used car sale at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Why is Todd laughing? He kind of chuckled there a little bit about the...
Why'd you cut the song off? There we go.
I didn't even know that a song existed with my name in it.
Have you not heard this song?
No.
Well, I've heard this song before, but I didn't know who sang it.
There you go, buddy.
Wow.
Yep, Shannon.
Shannon. Okay, all right. See, I mean, they're always one step ahead of us.
They are. Yeah.
So when you become mayor, then every time you come to the mic, they'll throw that song up. And
I might have to know what the rest of the song is about before I agree
right,
to that.
Right, see, like a good politician, you have to trust and verify. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shannon Wurz-Jones is with us. She is a candidate for mayor in Fargo, currently a state representative as well. So I just want to drill down on the property tax thing a little bit. You know, there's classic finger pointing that always goes on. You know, property taxes are high and everybody blames their legislator, right? And legislators say, hey, we don't levy property taxes, people. This isn't our deal. This is cities, counties, school districts, everything else. How do you just break through that and say, hey, let's have an adult conversation about this and actually deal with property tax reform?
You know, the adult conversation is the problem. It's complex. And so I think that's why we need to have a lot of great voices in the room talking about how do we do it here? How do other communities do it? If there's a transition away from special assessments, how does that occur? Because we know that there are implications for our home builders and our developers who we need to have them involved in the process too. So there's a lot of conversations yet to be had. But I think the one thing that we have going for us that I bring to the table is respectful dialogue across diverse opinion groups. I have worked with both in business and in the legislature. I've worked with people on both sides of issues, and I'm not interested in making one party the winner and one party the loser, you know, demonizing someone who I generally disagree with. I prefer to collect all of the information, make sure we're making good, sound decisions, and use that to carry good policy forward.
But you're a Republican.
I am.
So your philosophy, I assume, would be like tax less.
Always.
Spend less.
Absolutely. And that's the key issue here, right?
I'm putting words in your mouth, but yeah. Tell me what your philosophy of a Republican is.
The city of Fargo is growing, and as such, we should expect that it's going to cost more to grow the city of Fargo. But that doesn't mean, you know, our tax base is also growing. We don't have to raise taxes on individuals. We shouldn't have to increase our special assessments as much as we are. If we just look at our processes, if we look at the way the city is being run and look for efficiencies. And I think bringing in a business outsider perspective to do that, collaborating with other business leaders, community leaders to say, you know, how do you do it? How can we make this process more efficient and make sure that we're treating our citizens well, treating our citizens like the customers that they are? You know, the government doesn't exist to serve the government. The government exists to serve the citizens, and we need to make sure that we're doing that.
We talked to Tim Mahoney, the incumbent, earlier, and he said some version of, you know, it'll be tough for Shannon Wurz-Jones should she become mayor because of the business interests of the Roars companies and, you know, different incentives and different things that have TIF districts and whatnot downtown. How do you deal with the potential conflict there?
Well, you're going to have conflicts with any leader in any situation coming into a political position. You have to make votes on a variety of types of issues, and tax incentives may be one of them. But I think the benefit that I bring far outweighs any conflict that I may have. I have understanding and experience of tax incentives and all different sort of business incentives that exist across the spectrum, and looking at when are they appropriate and when are they not? Because when they generate additional tax revenue for the city, then they would be appropriate. And if they're going to simply cost the taxpayers money, then they're not. And in the instance that, you know, our family companies were to come in and be looking for some sort of assistance for a project that we might be developing, I'm obviously not going to vote on an issue like that. I would recuse myself in that sort of a situation where there's a direct conflict. But I think the opportunities that we have to look at these incentives with a business perspective, a fresh set of eyes, is invaluable.
Well, I have about a half a minute left. Explain Fargo's voting system. Ranked voting, it seems very, everybody gets a trophy-ish to me. What kind of political strategy do you have with a voting system like that?
Actually, it's not ranked voting. That is one system that's available in other areas. This was called approval voting. So the idea is that you, a voter could vote for as many candidates as they approve of. So say there was a slate of three candidates for mayor. A person could theoretically vote for all three of them if they're fine with all of them. The challenge is when voters or voter groups use it strategically. You know, obviously I would hope that anyone who would support me would vote for only me. But if they're not sure between me and one of the other candidates, that they would add me to the mix.
That makes me ill.
It's confusing.
And the voters put this in place, I realize, but we should repeal it as soon as possible because it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. One vote, one person? Come on, whatever happened to that?
It creates a new set of challenges, for sure. And we've only used it once now, so it's very in flux as far as how it'll work out.
It'll be a fascinating race. The Democrat, Tim Mahoney. Fair to say a moderate Democrat. Shannon Rorschach Jones, fair to say a moderate Republican, and which is how you get elected in Fargo, folks, and a hard leftist Democrat in Arlette Preston so far in this race. So thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate it.
Salisbury Steak in Glendon, in addition to Beef Stew today, Taylor Town Head Dish at MP Avenue, and all great food at Petra Serve USA.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.